Well, folks, people who watch this show know that I have two loves, the Fed and, of course, shoes, which is why I'm really excited to talk about the big business of shoes. Crocs reported solid fourth quarter earnings. They beat on both the top and bottom lines. The shoemaker is seeing record high revenues in 2021 following a strong holiday season. But despite all of that, shares are under pressure. Joining us now, we'll have a little bit more color on the earnings themselves. The Crocs CEO, Andrew Rees, and our very own Yahoo Finance's Brian Sozzi joins for this conversation from the NASDAQ as well. Andrew, great to have you on the program today. Give us a walkthrough on the earnings season, which, as I understand, covered the very important holiday time period as well.
Yeah, so you know, we just reported fourth quarter, which obviously did cover the holiday that takes us through to the end of December. We had a great fourth quarter. As we look at the full year of 2021, we grew the business 67%. It's an extraordinary amount, right, to $2.3 billion in revenue. And on top of that, achieved 30% operating margins, and which again is best in class for our industry by a significant margin, and $8.32 in terms of earnings per share. So, you know, a really outstanding year for us. As we look forward, we're also super confident and excited about 22 and the longer term. We guided to 20% plus growth for 2022. And we're acquiring, we made an acquisition in the back end of last year, Hey Dude, which is a scale casual comfort footwear brand that we think will produce between $700 and $750 million of pro forma revenues for 22. So it's, you know, it's another really big growth year for Crocs.
Andrew, you're the only person that has more shoes in their background than our very own Brian Chung here. That's quite the feat, but I'm not surprised. You are the CEO of Crocs. Look, you mentioned in the quarter your average selling price was up 18.9%. Lots of inflationary pressure out there. Do consumers have to worry that affordable Crocs purchase may not be as affordable as it once was this year?
Yeah, look, so that's a balancing act, right? So we were proactive in 2021. We took prices up, right? And we took prices up because we saw inflation, and we saw inflation coming. But we also have a very, very strong brand. And when we think about pricing, we're really trying to balance two things. One is a very affordable price point for our consumers, a big part of our value proposition. I know Walmart reported today, and they're very focused on value. A big part of our value proposition is giving our customers incredible value. We give them a shoe that is fashionable, it's lightweight, it's comfortable, and frankly, lasts forever for $50, which is an incredible price point. But at the same time, as a company and as a public company, we need to make sure we capture the appropriate value for our shareholders. So we're really thinking we're walking that fine line well at this stage, and able to do both.
One way I imagine, Andrew, you can overcome inflation is just re-engineer the product itself. Now, I went through your annual report, and you talk a lot about the shoe of the future. Talk to us about what this shoe is made out of, and does it also support any of your ESG efforts?
Yes. So, look, we have some opportunities to re-engineer. One of the great things about our shoe, you think about our classic clog, it has exactly three pieces, right? It's a molded shoe with a molded backstrap and rivets that attach it. So that makes it easier to manufacture. That makes it, you know, easier to rebound from kind of supply chain shocks. What we're doing in terms of ESG is we're changing the source of that material, that compound that goes into making that shoe, and we're getting that from sustainable sources. So today, the shoe is probably one of the lowest carbon footprint shoes on the market. And by sourcing that raw material from sustainable sources, we actually can make it much less, lower its carbon footprint even further. And that's allowing us as a company to commit to net zero carbon by 2030.
Andrew, want to drill down a little bit more into that Hey Dude acquisition, which you had mentioned earlier. You know, in our morning meeting today, some of our producers were saying Hey Dude is a huge brand right now. A lot of people are talking about this brand. You announced that acquisition back in December. It's not a cheap deal. Tell us a little bit more about what you hope to gain from Hey Dude. Is there a certain demo that you hope to bring into the Crocs brand as well from that?
Yeah, I think, look, there's actually a lot of overlap in our consumer base. So I think one thing I would say is that the consumer base that we have for the Crocs brand, which is obviously significant both here in the US and globally, we think are Hey Dude customers. We think the Hey Dude brand and style actually goes further than Crocs. So we think we can leverage our customer base to sell them Hey Dude shoes, both here and internationally. We can also go further than that. So it is a a brand that's trending very strongly. They've had a tremendous run, but we can see huge opportunities. We can see huge opportunities to enhance their digital presence and digital capabilities. We can see huge opportunities to further penetrate the very strong relationships we have with U.S. wholesale. And they're only 95% of their sales are in the U.S. today. And we're an international company, right? So we can take the HeyDude brand to Europe and Asia. So, you know, while I think we paid a fair price, I think we have a lot of opportunities to create shareholder value from this acquisition.
Yeah, I know international has been a key area of growth for Crocs, Andrew. Two things on that topic. First, you do have some stores in Russia, and it's a very tenuous time to say the very least, 26 stores. Is it your understanding those stores are still open? And then secondarily, what does growth look like in China right now?
Yeah, so let's address Russia first. So yes, those stores are still open and actually trading well, right? So as we kind of talk to our team in Russia, the news and the angst that's taking place in the West is a little bit less in that environment. So consumers are shopping, the stores are open, that business is proceeding as usual. Obviously, we're taking appropriate measures to make sure that if there were sanctions put in place or something in response to an invasion in Ukraine, that we can manage that. So, and it's not a huge part of our business, but we do have a business there. Your second part of your question is around China. So we've been in a sort of a 2-year turnaround for China. That plan, I think, is going really well, and we're excited about. We grew China double digits last year. We plan to grow at double digits again. We are seeing impacts of COVID lockdowns. So we're seeing, you know, particular cities where they may be shut down for a period of time. The duration is not that long. It's typically, you know, 1, 2, maybe 3 weeks. So we're anticipating that we continue to see those lockdowns through the year. But our ability to transact digitally with our consumer, our ability to kind of bounce back is, I think, very strong. And so we're optimistic about China in the long term, but managing it carefully.
And then, Andrew, last question here. Tell us a little bit about the Crocs brand, because it seems like a lot of the renaissance that has happened with people wanting to get into Crocs during the pandemic was a lot of these partnerships. You've teamed up with Post Malone, Justin Bieber, Bad Bunny. I personally tried to buy the Hidden Valley Ranch collaboration that you had. I mean, so it's not just people, it's other brands as well. How important is that to the strategy?
Well, Brian, we can probably help you out with that. I'm sure we have a pair here behind. So, look, that's been super important. The brand is in exceptional shape. It's in a really great position. We see rising brand consideration. We see rising brand relevance in almost all of our markets around the world. And that is due to, one, product innovation. And those collaborations that you talked about, we just actually did a collaboration that launched this week with Karol G. So it's a wide variety of celebrities, artists, other brands, interesting retailers, and some very high profile brands. Like also last year, we did, you know, 4 collaborations with Balenciaga. So, you know, the heat that we're able to bring to the brand through innovation and through those marketing efforts is incredible, and the consumer is responding.
The heat, so important. Yeah, have your people reach out to my people. I'm a big ranch fan. Andrew Reese, right. CEO of Crocs, alongside Yahoo Finance's Brian Sassi. Thanks so much for that conversation.